Hello, everybody. So I am currently taking a break from doing my background check right now. I have to fill out a lot of information so that my future employer is able to make sure that I am a stand-up person. So I have been kind of just working on that for the last while, but I wanted to hop on here and do a recording. Thank you so much. I've really seen an increase in the listeners recently. And so thank you for all my new listeners. Welcome, new listeners. I hope you're enjoying making your way through these. This episode, it's going to be another short one, but it's going to be another one where these are topics that I personally have struggled with. And I just want to clear up some stuff for everyone else out there, because I know how it can be. And I want to make sure that everyone is prepared for that test. So, hey, you know, if you're taking your test soon, always reach out to me on Instagram and let me know when your test is. Let me know how you did, etc. So one of the relationships I struggled with was the relationship between the mortgage note and then the deed and title and stuff like that. It's confusing, especially when the practice test questions have you like all in the weeds about what is this, and like, let's ask you details and which one is on which but isn't on the other. And I understand that, and it's tough, especially when you're getting into it, because I feel like you have this very abstract idea of what each of these items are. And until you actually get into it, will you have applicable, oh, I know that this is this because of a transaction. So I think once people start getting into it, either on the real estate side or the mortgage side, you begin to understand the roles of each of the tools or instruments that we use. And it seems less of, oh, I'm just trying to remember like a term and a description. So I'm going to use bills.com, and they describe it really, really well. And then I'm going to add on a little bit. So the mortgage is, and I'll make sure that I link to them in my description. So the note is the personal promise. And then you want to think that the note is attached to the person. It's a person saying that I am going to make these repayments. If there's a foreclosure and the house, when it's foreclosed, the amount that you get, the sale, doesn't yield enough, the note is still against the person for the balance due. So the note is more against the person. The mortgage itself is the document that gives the lender the right to have the property sold to repay the loan if the borrower defaults. So the mortgage is more concerned and attached to the land. It does have the borrower's name on it, but it deals with more the property and where that goes in the event of a foreclosure. You would create liens against the property, but not against the person. That's different. So I hope that that's clear. So to go over it back, to go back over it again, basically the note says how you will repay it, and it'll have the details of the mortgage loan. And then the mortgage is a loan and is secured by, you know, the real property that you have. So the house. So a note says, you know, between you and me, I promise to pay you X amount for this property. A mortgage says, if you do not pay this and you go in, and you default on it and goes to foreclosure, then the lender then has the right to take back the property. So many times these things have to do with how the property is taken and where the property goes when a foreclosure happens. So if everything goes well, these things all get blurred into, you know, just all being the same kind of thing of getting the property from me to you, which is kind of why I think a lot of people get them mixed up in their head, because many times it does go right, but you have to know what these instruments do when they go wrong and what exactly their roles are in that. So it's also important to address the deed in here too. Because they'll ask you questions about who signs what and whose signatures will go where. So A deed is a document that passes the title from the grantor to the grantee, which is a quote from bills.com. And then they talk about two different kinds of deeds. But basically, it's just saying that this is the instrument that allows the title of the property to go from one person to the other. So if you are on the deed, you must be on the mortgage. The reason why is because the deed talks about who owns it and the mortgage is attached to the property. It doesn't matter who is the one borrowing it, that's the note. So just because you're on the mortgage doesn't mean you have to be on the note, but if you are on the deed, you would be on the mortgage. That's really, really confusing. And if you can, I would listen to this episode multiple times. I would go out there and watch all the YouTube videos that you can just to solidify these topics of where signatures might appear. When you sign that mortgage, or when you sign the note, you are personally liable for that debt. But not if necessarily if you sign the mortgage but not the note. Say two people are married and one person doesn't have good credit. And so one person is on the note, both people are on the mortgage, and then therefore both people would be on the deed. Correct? Because you're on the mortgage does not mean that you're personally liable or responsible for that because you're not on the IOU. All the note says it's an IOU. The mortgage would say, what happens if? So remember, note is the IOU to say, you could even simplify it down to simple terms. Say, I let you borrow my laptop. Or I give you a laptop and say, you owe me $200 over the next, okay, let's say it this way. I let you have my old laptop, and I say you owe me $800 over a year. Okay, and then you say, okay, I agree to that. That's the note because you're personally responsible for it. The mortgage then says, if you do not pay me that, or say I do an installment plan and say you get behind on those payments, then I get that back. Okay, so I'm taking away the laptop because you didn't pay your full 800, or you missed payments and you became late, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so think about it in those terms. Like simplify it down, make it into situations that are not about houses, right? Remember, if you sign the mortgage, if you sign the deed, you sign the mortgage. But if they're on the mortgage, it does not mean that they have to be personally responsible for the note. Many times they are, but sometimes that they aren't. So just know what signatures go where, and then who would be on which in different situations.